how is it looking for Haymaker Wrestling? Is it getting ready for the upcoming season?
We're excited. Got a lot of good guys back. Graduated some really high-level dudes, but core group of guys coming back are pretty solid, and just trying to get the pieces put together in terms of descent plans and weight classes and all that time, you know, sort of thing this time of year, you know. So we're just kind of probably starting a little slower, and by January, hopefully our team kind of fell into place a little bit.
Pretty good numbers out freshman to senior class this year.
We do. So right now we're at 26 kids, which for us in a really small Class B school, we feel like that's, you know, we're holding pretty steady in terms of numbers, which is good, and a lot of good athletes. Yeah, so we're excited for this group.
State qualifiers back once again for you this year?
We do. We've got several state qualifiers just off the top of my head. There's Aaron Wilson, state medalist, and Boston Irish, state qualifier, and Drew White, Chris Ruano, and unfortunately, we've got Brock Malcolm as well as back. Excuse me, can't forget Brock. And then unfortunately, Hayden Russ is a qualifier, but he's kind of been plagued with injuries over his career, so we won't have Hayden back. But just not necessarily because anything Hayden did. He's just having a hard time staying healthy in his career. So tough kid. Just we hate to lose him, but he's a good wrestler, but we'll miss him along with our seniors who graduated.
And I'm sure you've got some other kids maybe fell short a little bit as qualifying for state, but the potential is there for them to have a good season and punch their tickets once again at the end of the season.
Yeah, we've got a group of guys that have had a good off season, and I think they were close last year, and we're just hoping we can stay healthy and make that kind of that level up as seniors. Cooper Pohl comes to mind, senior, probably wrestling around 157. And several guys in there with some incoming freshmen that I think could contribute if we can find some spots, kind of depending on the lineup falls, you know, in time. But I'm excited for our young guys. We've got a nice mix of guys that maybe haven't wrestled, you know, through the youth program a tremendous amount of time, but they've been putting some time in the off season, and they're catching up, I think, with maybe some other guys who have wrestled a lot longer than we have.
I saw on anywrestle.com that they have you number 9 in the preseason Class B rankings. So that's getting some attention here early in the season on that.
Yeah, I guess that's news to me. I haven't looked, to be honest with you. We're so kind of just so busy trying to put our team together. That's all I'm focused on right now. But I would guess, without looking too deeply into it, that's probably pretty appropriate. We've got some guys who have a pretty good resume, and then we need to get those guys to go from being state qualifiers to state medalists type of deal. And then our guys that are right on the edge of qualifying, they need to qualify. And then our young guys need to come in and be able to score points at the district tournament and maybe slip a couple of those guys in the state as well. So we're just looking to progress. We're looking to grow. We're looking to be better in January and February than we are right now.
Coach, you got your own invite coming up. You always look forward to this, and I bet, like we talk every year, the field of teams is a really good one back for your invite this Saturday, isn't it?
It is. We have 15 Class B teams coming in, high-level teams. We are pretty proud of this tournament. We feel like it kind of kicks off the year in Class B with an exclamation point. So, you know, with the descent plans and things, they're a little different now. So sometimes guys move around in weights, and teams look different in January and February than they do now. But still, in terms of an overall outlook of things and big-time names, our tournament's going to have a lot of the biggest names in Class B, and it's a great tournament to come and watch. So finals are always outstanding.
Both gyms will be going, one varsity, I take it, and the other one with JV going throughout the day.
Yes, correct. So our JV gym is in our wellness center. We've got 3 full mats out, tons and tons of matches for those JV guys, which is great for the first term of the year. They need matches in terms of volume this time of year. So that thing is roaring, and we'll go through early, kind of mid-afternoon-ish. And then, yes, the varsity gym is going to be going exactly the same time, and 3 mats there as well. So we've got 6 total mats down, and they're always full. Well-run tournament. We've got a lot of great help here in Cozad, a lot of wrestling people that know what they're doing, and our administration's pretty solid. Technical people are real good, and so our tournament, it runs well. And so even though it's really big, it's a one-day tournament, and guys are usually on the road in a pretty reasonable time, right around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
And that just begins a quality schedule throughout every week. You've got an invite, some great duels, stuff like that. Every meet you go to is going to have some quality teams involved, aren't they?
It is. That's, you know, when you're in Class B, if you want to be relevant, you have to have a schedule that, you know, prepares you for districts and state when you're wrestling the Omaha Scots and the Benningtons of the world that are back east in that metro area. You can't have a soft schedule and then go down there and think that you're going to be prepared. So we're okay with losing some matches early, even with our high-end guys, because that just tells us that we're being challenged, and with challenge comes growth. And over the course of the year, that's our goal.